Will public transportation like light rail ever make its way to the Tampa Bay area? Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp hopes so. The two-time countywide elected Republican visited WMNF last week to talk about his hopes of having improved transportation in the region. WMNF asked him what it will take to stimulate the public into paying for the taxes that will be required to spring the best laid plans into action.
The leaders have got to go out to the civic associations, the community, you know, neighborhood community networks and such, and sit down and engage the citizens. Show them the maps. Show them the information. Ask them what they think. Get them involved. Begin to give them a vision of how it could look. Once you do that, people are going to get excited. The problem I think we've had in this community is we just haven't had the vision. It's been easier to divide. I found that when I got here, the thing to do if you're a Republican on the Board of County Commission was to fight the city. And to me, that was just insanity. I never understood it. It's like, wait a minute. You know, I have a short time of, you know, in office. I want to get things done. I want to work with our mayor. I want to work with the city council. I want us to find ways to be cooperative. I mean, anybody can fight. You know, it doesn't take much skill, I think. You know, what it takes a skill is to figure out a way to work through your differences and work together. And so we're trying to work with the city, to work with the other entities, to work with the citizen activists and the business people to pull together some ideas that I think will be successful and which will make us competitive. And I think what you'll find now is a completely different thought process, as I said yesterday, a paradigm shift in how we move. People who now ride the bus only because they absolutely have to, it's their only option, are going to be joined by others who have many other options but say, you know what? Now I can get from here to there. I can read my newspaper. I can get a cup of coffee. I can stop and think, make phone calls, do my work on my Wi-Fi, on my laptop. It's going to be a choice that they're going to want to make rather than have to take.
Commissioner Mark Sharp, great to talk to you. Any other thoughts or you want to get across today?
Well, I just want, you know, I've always been concerned about cynicism, and I've talked to some, again, folks who go to all of our board meetings, and many of them will write in, or they'll email, or they'll just come over and say, you know, I just don't believe. And my response is that, look, I understand that it's easy to be frustrated, it's easy to get angry, and sometimes that's good. You know, there needs to be a healthy skepticism, but I also believe that, you know, this nation was founded by a lot of folks who decided they were going to set aside their differences and work together for the common good. And we created this amazing democracy, which really is very young. And my hope is that we're all going to figure out a way to work together and build this country and make it stronger. Because we've really, you know, I hate to, you know, say it kind of sounds cliche-ish, but we've only just begun. If we'll work together, this country could be so much better. We could really find ourselves working together to cure diseases and find ways to make our kids brighter and smarter and happier and healthier and safer. We could have a cleaner environment. That's the other thing we haven't even talked about. This is about a clean environment. This is about using less, you know, coal and oil. I mean, there are ways that we can move around and be more efficient and put less CO2 into the environment, into the air, and I think make ourselves healthier. And so I'm hopeful that people are going to get behind it. And just, you know, I would encourage you to contact my office or any other elected official and say, hey, you know, let's get to work.